Authorities in Victoria will assess data over the weekend to determine whether the state goes into a full New Zealand-style lockdown as the number of infections, especially in rest homes, continues to surge. More than 100 people who have tested positive for the virus were not at home yesterday when Defence Force teams paid a visit. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews said that if behaviour continued and the virus continued to take hold in rest homes, a full lockdown might be the only option, but the economy would pay the price. Here's Katie Todd.
Another day, more grim news from Victoria. 627 new infections, 349 people in hospital and 37 in intensive care. And 3 weeks into the six-week lockdown, Premier Daniel Andrews confirming 8 more deaths overnight.
Two men in their 50s, two men in their 70s, three men in their 80s, and one woman in her 70s. Four of those 8 tragedies can be linked back to aged care.
Mr Andrews said 928 active cases could be linked to aged care homes and more than 1,000 health workers are infected. John Atzerakis says the problem is aged care residents are not being tested. His mother, Fortini, was suffering from Parkinson's disease when her husband, also her caregiver, placed her in Melbourne's St Basil's Rest Home in June for 2 weeks respite. Things took a turn for the worst when that time came to an end and the family called to arrange a time to pick her up.
Oh, you won't be able to take Mum out. One of the staff members is infected. And we said, what? No one's told us anything.
John Atzerakis says he was told his mother would have to stay and only staff would be tested. She contracted COVID-19 and died alone. St Basil's is now Victoria's largest aged care cluster and families of its residents are now calling for it to be shut down. Patricia Sparrow is the CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia. She says Victoria's second wave of the virus caught some homes out and there was a shortage of PPE.
We actually should be making sure that we transfer those people who test positive, those first cases in residential aged care that test positive, should be transferred to hospital. They need to be transferred to hospital to get the support that they need, but also so that we as providers can actually stop the spread within the facility and make sure that we don't have it going further. Aged care providers are not hospitals. We're not staffed like hospitals. We're not funded like hospitals.
Daniel Andrews said more than 30 Defence Force teams continued door-to-door checks of people who have tested positive for the virus, calling in on more than 500 yesterday.
Disappointingly, I have to inform you that there were more than 130 unsuccessful visits, so around 1 in 4 people cannot be found at home. There'll be a multitude of reasons for that, but what I can confirm for you is that more than 100 cases have been referred to Victoria Police. It is simply unacceptable for you to have this virus and not be at home. If you're out doing other things, there may be a handful who are out getting some fresh air. That does not explain these numbers. These numbers go well and truly beyond anything like that, and all that will do is spread the virus.
Mr Andrews said he had talked with the Prime Minister Scott Morrison overnight and the data around the numbers of cases would be analysed to determine if Victoria moves to a full lockdown.
I've got no announcements to make about next steps, but it is important that all of us acknowledge that these numbers are still far too high and we could not open up with these numbers. We could not open up even with significantly less than these numbers. So it may well be the case, and the data may well bear this out, and the best advice may well come to me, that we need to take further steps, that the steps we've taken are not enough to pull this up.
Meanwhile, New South Wales reported 21 new cases today, and Queensland reported 1 new case, a 27-year-old man who caught the virus after dining at a restaurant attended by a woman who tested positive after returning from Melbourne. There are now grave fears New South Wales and Queensland may also fall victim to a second wave. For Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, TNA.